Well, if you got a bit of a surprise with the Don Burke allegations, went, where did that come from? It all just popped out of the air. But the reality is ABC and Sydney Morning Herald have been conducting an investigation for a while, and at the lead edge of that is Kate McClymont from the SMH, the Sydney Morning Herald. Kate, good morning.
Good morning.
How long have you guys been working on this?
Look, for quite some weeks now, and it's been quite an arduous process. In going through credits, tracking down people that worked with Burke, right, getting other people to pass on names, information, celebrity gardeners, members of the public. God. It's been really exhaustive.
So was it? It is initially in response to the Harvey Weinstein, but then is it from the list that Tracy Spicer put together when she asked women who had had similar things happen to them? Is that the response?
Yes, and I think this is what is fascinating is that veteran TV journalists put out a call on social media saying, "Look, hey, I'm going to have a look at whether we've got any similar things happening here." Not only was she inundated, but there was a common name that kept reappearing, and that was the name of former celebrity gardener Don Burke.
In your article, I'm just reading on the Sydney Morning Herald website, more than 50 people interviewed during the investigation have made serious allegations about Burke's action. More than 50, Kate, that is a staggering number.
I know, and then since the story went public yesterday, I have received hundreds of emails from, Qantas stewards, from farmers, from dog breeders, from former people who worked with Burke, all coming for, not all of them, some are minor complaints, some are major complaints, but it's the same pattern. It's inappropriate sexual language, groping, unwanted sexual advances, right, and just widespread bullying and harassment.
You would have seen last night him appearing with Tracy Grimshaw in A Current Affair, yeah?
I certainly did.
What do you think about that? Because have you spoken to him?
Look, we've been corresponding via lawyers.
Of course.
We did have a very long written response from Don Burke, in which he alleged that our story was, just baseless rumours, and that they were coming from a handful of former disgruntled employees. And I cannot tell you how far from the truth that is. For instance, Olympic swimming legend Susie O'Neill has gone on the record today saying, listen, I was one of those people. He came to my house. He made the most unbelievably crude and inappropriate comments to her, which her manager then complained bitterly to Channel 9, but nothing was done. These aren't just former employees coming out. And the other thing that I think upset a lot of people was when Don Burke said that he had self-diagnosed Asperger's. Well,
yes.
Twitter went wild with, the Autism Association saying that, sexually predatory behaviour is not anything associated with Asperger's. So no, I think that's been really upsetting for people as well.
Hey, Kate, Tracy Grimshaw at one stage talked to him, and she said in 36 years, I think one of her quotes was, 36 years of TV, at the pony end of TV, I've never been approached to being shown a bestiality video. What was that? That was a really specific and weird thing.
Well, yes, yeah, so Louise Langdon, who is now a psychologist living in the US.
Yeah, saw
her. She was a researcher for Burke at both his radio station at 2UE in Sydney and also on Burke's backyard.
Mm-hmm.
So one morning he insists that she watches a video, and it is a video, it's bestiality. I mean, we spelled out what it was.
Whoa.
She said she was horrified, disgusted, and she said, what kind of boss would do that? And she said the interesting thing was that the joy that he got from watching her horror was one of the things that disturbed her most. He really enjoyed her discomfort and revulsion. So, and look, this is other people have come forward with similar things and similar comments that he has made. But it's pretty bad.
Kate, the other one was the two bosses of Channel 9 at that stage, Chisholm and Leckie. I won't talk about personal experiences here, but they're pretty rugged men. They're claiming he was the deplorable human. When is somebody going to front up to them and say, why didn't you do anything?
Look, we did ask them that, and their, you know, one's comment was that, look, oh, we only heard it secondhand. And Sam Chisholm, you know, when he said that to me, I said, and he said, and we dispensed of him. And I said, yes, you dispensed of him after 17 years.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly
think that's right. Actually dispensing of somebody. And look, it is that thing whereby it's money triumphs over everything. People are prepared to turn a blind eye. They are prepared for other people to suffer as long as their cash cow ratings keeps making them money. And I think that's the horrific thing behind all these claims.
So, Kate, is he going to face any charges? What happens now?
Look, some of the people that he is alleged to have indecently assaulted, some of them have gone on the record and have been prepared to put their names to it. It's up to them to go to the police. Unless there is an actual complainant, the police won't get up. So I don't know what those women's view is as to whether they want to take that step. I'm just not sure.
Okay.
All right. You can read all about it in the Sydney Morning Herald today. Kate McClymont, who wrote the article, thanks for your time.
My pleasure.